Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with John Brown for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Glad you could join us. We have got a lot to talk about, and we got to start with this. Holy crap, what a bombshell. What a bombshell. Jose Altuve now starting, now leading off, playing left field. Jose Altuve. Holy crap. Batting second, playing second, Alex Bregman. How about this? You don't believe it.
I just can't believe it. I mean, I'd put, in honor of Craig Biggio, I'd personally put Altuve in center field.
And Craig Biggio and Lance Berkman, I mean, all the greats.
In honor of he's going to be a Hall of Fame second baseman, right? Another organization that would have two Hall of Fame second basemen play center field.
How about that?
Now, was it Robin Yount?
Robin Yount went
to center, but as a shortstop, as a middle infielder, but we could end up having two second baseman, Hall of Fame second baseman, become outfielders. Incredible. Yeah, yeah. I don't know that. You know, this could be a Scott Boras, you know, try to speed things up with someone else. It could be something to get another team off the pot. But I just feel like it's just as likely that Scott Boras outsmarted himself from a market standpoint, and now he has to kind of come back hat in hand with the Astros. Now he's going to look for, a big 1 year deal, probably is what he's going to want to do. And if I'm the Astros, I strongly consider it.
That's tough on Bregman, because he's not getting what he wants out there in the market, mm-hmm. but you're another year older. Okay. It's not like the market now increases for you. It actually is going to decrease, because you got another year under your belt, and now he's got to prove it again. It's so funny. He's such a slow starter, and it's just killed him in his career, because he could have an average, an OPS, and everything could be much higher if he could just start a little bit quicker. I don't know what he has to do, but it's just what he does. He just starts slowly.
The Astros offer of $156 million for 6 years is still on the table for Alex Bregman.
Well, I mean,
it's sub $30 million, but total contract, of course, is guaranteed. At this point, it's just a number. At $150 million he won't even spend in his life. So it's not even like, it's a respect. It's a where do you place amongst your peers. It's an ego thing at this point. He wants $156 million, not because he'll ever spend it, but because that's a number. Well, he wants more. But if he decides that I just want to be here, and I mean, a lot of that's going to be, remember, you could also have Alex Bregman sign a deal with the understanding that maybe, you know, there's a potential trade for him. You know, you give him some type of trade language where he can decide where he gets traded in the future, but I don't know. That's the only way you do that is if it's like a 1 or 2 year deal.
I don't know about being traded anywhere, because he's not happy with the, you know, if the money is the issue, what he would wind up get is out of the contract. Well, yeah, and I think you're probably right. Let's just do a one-year deal. 1 year, $30 million. Okay, let's do that. Let's do that.
Yeah, it's more than you would have got as on an AAV basis for a multi-year
contract. That's what Carlos did. He took a couple of bigger deals, and then he ended up with near $300 million with his Twins deal. So that's the way that he went about it, and that's the way that possibly Alex Bregman might have to go about it as well. I'm just flabbergasted that, you know, a team that's right there on the cusp of the competitive balance tax that they're going to actually that they're still thinking about. When Joe Espada this week actually came out and said, "Yeah, the door's still open. We'd love to have Alex back." I'm like, "Whatevs. You ain't bringing Alex Bregman back, but maybe." I mean, this is being reported by national media, not local media. This is national media that's saying this stuff, which is pretty significant that that's the case. You know, if Chandler Rome is saying, "Oh, I'm hearing behind the scenes or whatever," you know, that's fine, and maybe, and I'm not doubting that he's telling the truth on anything, but that there's some, and you may be right. It may be Scott Boras putting it out there.
He's been known to do. I mean, that's one of his moves too,
to get the ball rolling on it. Yeah, to get maybe some of those teams.
It doesn't matter that there's not conversation. But he may want people. I mean, I'm sure he wants people to know that. I'm sure.
Well, that Alex Bregman is wanted elsewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're buying a house, I got time to drag my feet. Not if somebody else is putting in an offer. Not if somebody else is making an offer on it. So you got to now. All of a sudden, it gets the ball rolling on other teams that are saying, "Wait, maybe we have to give Bregman what he wants." So that's a possibility too. But that Jose Altuve allegedly said that he would, you know, move to left field. So who was it, Dell, that caught up with Pena and Eric Eddie? Jason Bristol caught up with the caravan is out, right? Is
yeah,
that why?
Yeah, yeah. It's the Astros caravan.
Eric Eddie and Pena.
They were at St. Arnold yesterday.
Oh, were they?
Yeah.
And so the caravan is out there, and Eric Eddie and Pena, and they were like, "What do you think about Jose Altuve moving to left field?" And here's the guys.
No, I can't imagine Jose not at second, but it would be crazy, you know. I mean, I've seen there's been weird things that have happened, you know. Anything could happen. But no, I can't imagine Jose not at second. Who said that?
Bob Nightingale, Jose in left field. I can't see it, but you know, if that's something he's open to and he wants to do, and
Parker team.
You know, I know he's gonna try to show up every single day, and doesn't matter where they put him, he's gonna try to do his best for the team.
Well, I mean, defensively, it's a big drop from a real outfielder. He's not, you know, he's quick, but he's not long, so he's like the smaller catch radius. Well, he can move, but he doesn't have much of a catch radius. He has a weak arm. I mean, it's not like he's really Bregman would be a better left fielder than Jose Altuve. It would make more sense to keep your second baseman at second base and have a guy with a better arm out in the outfield. Jose Altuve just kind of a pop gun arm, so it doesn't, like, it's kind of surprising that they would put
weakest outfield arm.
I get that, but
it's a tie between him and Jake in center.
It's not a great, like, people are going to run on the Astros if that
talk about
happen.
Guys running on you. Plus, now, that outfield wall, which is the second highest outfield wall in baseball, it gets even higher. I mean, how many balls that, you know, guys go up the wall and get that Jose Altuve won't be able to get? But that's the same at second base, how many balls over his head that he can't get to that maybe a taller second baseman could. Hey, Jose Altuve will play a great – Jose Altuve is a baseball player. Jose Altuve will man
well,
left
I'm
field
not
just
worried.
Fine.
Well, yeah. I don't know. Well, Craig Biggio didn't man center field just fine.
No, but he was all right. And so was Lance Berkman. They were all right.
But it was a drop. It was a noticeable decline. And it will be with Jose Altuve.
But you've got a noticeable increase if you've got Bregman and Altuve in the lineup.
Well, I mean, those are separate conversations. I'm saying defensively
you take some away, but you gain on the offensive end.
Well, you stay the same. You had them both last year, so you keep
both of
them.
Walker and Paredes.
I understand that, John. I understand all that. I'm just saying I'm having a separate conversation about defensively. your defense is going to take a big hit if you have a Jose Altuve out in left field. Theoretically, I mean, people would run on him. You go second to home. I don't think Altuve's thrown a lot of guys out. But if you have to do that for Alex Bregman, then I guess you have to do that for Alex Bregman. The real problem is not where Jose Altuve plays or who plays left field. The real problem is how are they going to manipulate the cap so that they don't get into that tax territory?
Because
there is. I'm reading an article on it right now. You know, it would require trading a Victor Caratini or a Ryan Pressly, or probably and a Ryan Pressly. That's one thing that you'd have to do. And I think Pressly is movable. You'd have to find a team to take Rafael Montero's contract, but you'd probably have to pay the entire thing off. So it'd still be cash out of Jim Crane's pocket, which he's probably not super excited about. Or you could pay a portion of it and then basically sell them a minor league prospect, which I'm not really interested in doing that either. There's not a lot, because you've got McCullers and Christian Javier. You're not going to be able to move those guys.
You still got Greinke on the books.
You used to have Greinke, my God.
Oh, yeah. You got two more years of Greinke on the books.
In reality, the Hader contract's a little bit of a problem. It's too long. The deal's just too long. But it is tough. It's going to be tough to maneuver around. To get this deal done, two things have to happen. You probably have to take a little hit in left field defensively, and Jim Crane's going to have to be willing to go over that threshold again, which I don't know that he is. He's already said he doesn't want to. And even if that happens, then you have to figure out a structure for Alex Bregman. But I'd rather worry about how you make it happen and have a chance of it happening than not happening. Because this is a closing window for the Astros. And this is one of those times where you make allowances to give yourself a little better chance at the end of Jose Altuve's career. You know, this is something that would make the fans happy. I think it would. Jim Crane's had a little run where fans are starting to lose confidence in Crane and the Astros at keeping the players on the back of their jerseys in the stands. You know, those fans are wearing a lot of jerseys that don't make a lot of sense anymore when they go to the games because those players are gone. You get Bregman back. Even for 1 year, it'll create some good feelings for the fans. You get him back for multiple years, and I think there's a real happiness. I don't know if Alex Bregman is going to be happy. He was hoping to strike it rich with $200 million. But if you don't strike early in free agency, you're in trouble. And he didn't strike early, and here we are. And we're rolling up on February. I mean, this is a real – I think it's real, John. I think this is real. I don't think the Astros are necessarily the favorites. But if it's going to come down to a one-year deal, Alex Bregman may say, hey, if I got to take a one-year deal somewhere, I'm taking it with Houston. I'm going to take it where I know. I'm not going to go to pull a Minnesota twin thing and go do a year. I know Carlos did more years, but, I could see him saying, look, if this is going to be a one-and-done situation, I'd rather go do it at home instead of just relearn another city, relearn teammates. You know, for what? Why would I want to go somewhere else for one Band-Aid year? I'll stay at Houston to do that. And so I can see it happening. I mean, you still hit a tax threshold this year, though, unless he takes, you get him to $26 million. I mean, you're still up against it.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know where, we can't speak whether or not they would go over the tax threshold again. Jim Crane has before, I think you're right. I think it would placate the fan base. I think everybody would be happy and behind this team once again. And I think it'd be one of the best lineups in the American League, quite frankly. The Dodgers
Paredes are a big step up from Abreu to start the year last year.
Gosh.
And who else? And I guess it would be an outfield. I guess it would be like Jake, basically. Well, you lost Kyle Tucker,
Tucker. Tucker,
but I mean, you throw Altuve out there. But yeah,
Tucker was only there half the time. Tucker was only there half the time.
Yeah, but when he was at an MVP level.
Yeah, he was great. But
I mean, that was part of your 80. He was a big part of your 88 wins.
But actually, they took off when Kyle Tucker went down. They struggled early on. And when Kyle Tucker went down,
but not because of Kyle Tucker.
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah.
But they did.
So they're not correlated.
Played better baseball after Kyle Tucker went down. That for whatever reason they did.
Yeah, for whatever reason.
For whatever reason.
I mean, I'd like to have Tuck in this lineup. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah. No. 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 Absolutely.
If we could have Walker and Tucker, Walker, Tucker, and Bregman, then that'd be even cooler.
Oh, forget about it. Forget about it. That's over. You know what's over? Your love of your car or truck, and you got to get rid of it? Well, give me the VIN.com is here for you. If you are somebody that needs to get rid of your vehicle, there's one way to do it. You're going to hear John Clay Wolf tomorrow morning right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You can call the show, and he will buy your car on the radio, okay? You want to do it that way, or you could just go to the website and you know, fill out. There's some stuff that you got to fill out. You got to put in your license plate or your VIN number, and then you got to take some pictures of your vehicle so that they can see it, you know, so that they know and they know what kind of condition it's in. And when you all determine that, and in about 10 to 15 minutes, you will have a bid for your car. Now, you can go back and haggle, and you can go back and say, no, I think it's worth this. Oh, I've got an offer from CarMax. It's this. Then now all of a sudden you got them up against the wall because here's CarMax's offer. Can you beat a John Clay Wolf? And if you can't, I want you to send me $100, and John Clay Wolf does that. All you need to do is go to GiveMeTheVIN.com. One place that you have to go every single time, it's GiveMeTheVIN.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Man, Billy chokes up now. But do you remember his retirement, when he retired from the Astros, his press conference? And that's where he's not ready. When he was talking about his son, when he was retiring.
Right. I forgot about that. Billy Wagner.
He's not ready.
Billy gets emotional.
He gets emotional, my man, Billy.
He does, but that's why he got all mad at me and really threw by proxy at you. And you probably said something out of line at that point.
I never said anything.
You say things out of line all the time. You were a little less out of line at 6'10 when they had their thumb on you and made you.
Oh, really?
And made you
ask
their.
Jamie Roots or.
Made you their pocket boy.
Speaking of Jamie Roots, Greg Grissom fired Jesse. Yeah. Greg Grissom is no longer with the Texans organization.
That's how to say it. Yeah.
I don't know.
He's
how to
a team.
Put that.
A lot of you won't know, but he's the team president, and I think one of the guys who's responsible for helping to kind of bring that organization into the current century. Really, I mean, you know, it was stale. The not only was a product stale, the way that they presented it. It wasn't hip. Like, it was really corny. It was just a corny product. And he really, I think, you know, he used to listen to a lot of radio. When I was at 790, we had some run-ins with him because he was very protective of the product and didn't, you know, he's protective of broadcast rights for 610. So anytime you mention, like, Texans-related stuff, he was, you know, I guess would get a little fussy about it. But I do think, you know, he did listen to radio. I think he listened to what people, I think he had a feel for what the fans thought. You know, we talked about all the stuff we talked about has changed, John. It's not Clay Walker all the time. It's not this country ass stuff. But, you know, they've incorporated Houston's community and the old school music vibe the same way the Astros did. The Astros were really the first to do it. And the Texans kind of followed suit. I think Greg Grissom was a big part of that. So I think he deserved.
Yeah, no.
He's been around for a long time, John.
They brought in a guy. Because Wendy told me about it, you know, Channel 13 is the partner for the Houston Texans, and she said they brought in a guy that was going to cool it up, that was going to make it cooler to go,
and he did,
and make it a better fan day experience and a cooler fan day experience. But Greg Grissom embraced it, and I can tell you this: I knew Greg Grissom was there from the beginning of the organization. Greg Grissom grew. And I never liked Greg Grissom more than when he took over as president. He really, really changed his attitude and the attitude about the team, and was a really good team guy, actually, as president. I thought he was, well, from a distance, I thought he was doing a nice job. You know, I think a lot of this is, you know, I think some of this is maybe Hannah. There's Hannah's hand is in it, and she's going to change the organization to the way things that she was able to get rid of Jack Easterby, and you know maybe I think Greg Grissom was doing a hell of a job. I don't know. They know better, but there. Listen, I don't know if the fan base returned in the way that they thought they would this year, and I don't know if they're blaming Greg Grissom for that, but. It really has taken some time, but it's going to take a little bit of time after the way that they botched it for
that
period.
How in the
world
could you blame a team president for anything like that?
I know, right?
I mean, that would be but, ridiculous. I've just heard Hannah wants to put her own person in place. And, yep. You know, that's what, hey, I mean, is it dissimilar to when Reed Ryan got whacked and Jim Crane put his own son in that position? Yep. Like, Tillman Fertitta has Patrick Fertitta. Like, it's a thing where owners want their own people at positions that are near to them and close to them, and it sounds like that's what Cal and Hannah are doing.
But I think kid is 13, so I don't know about
no,
that.
No, but maybe. You want to hire your own person.
Right. Maybe your sister. Maybe her sister or something.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Brick is doing some great things over there with the Jets.
Is he?
Brick Johnson.
Is Brick doing great things,
yeah.
though?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
but would that be unusual for Cal and Hannah to want to have somebody that is handpicked? Like Greg Grissom was there before they took over ownership. He's been there for a long time.
What's Aaron Glenn's Madden rating? That's why he got hired there, right?
Well, it was good when they played, and he was part of Madden. Madden's been around since the early '90s, so
right.
I don't know. His was probably good, but don't you agree that I mean Crane's done it, Tillman's done it.
No.
I don't think there's any way that. I don't think it's unusual that Cal and Hannah want to have somebody that's handpicked their person that they have closest to them because it's their confidant. So it's not, you know, I don't think it'll have any impact. It's not going to have any impact on the field. Fans don't really care. It's interesting to us because of the dynamics at play and over the years, the shifting dynamics. And sometimes it can tell you where there's people making little power moves or, you know, it can alert you to some different, I don't know, what's the word for it, John? Just in the building, things may be shifting and turning. And I do wonder sometimes if Hannah's, you know, really expanding her control in that building a little bit. I will say that out loud with my mouth into a microphone.
Yep. No, all those things are.
I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I don't know. I give Hannah all the credit for, I mean, what
it's
you think?
Better than they were being. When Wormtongue was in there, you know, leading the way and poisoning the organization. So no. Listen, that's
hey,
the best move that they made in
shut up, Jack.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
no one cares, Jack.
Yeah, Jack.
Go ruin A&M basketball.
Well, oh my God, why are you wanting him to ruin A&M basketball?
That's where he is. He's going to inevitably do it.
I know, yeah. Well, it's well I'm,
you ever thought about maybe Buzz not being the coach here and maybe me being the coach, Trev?
Well, I don't know if you can ruin A&M basketball per se, but okay. 713-780-3776 is the number to hang with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Big stories yesterday. Jose Altuve allegedly says he will move to left field if the Astros can sign Alex Bregman and bring him back and play second base, and Greg Grissom, that's locally, that is what it is. I've got some sound from JJ that we'll hear on the other side, and you tell me if this isn't a little shot. But it's something that we've been saying, so we'll hear that on the other side right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Listen, the roads have cleared up. The weekend is coming. The AFC-NFC Championship games are here. Were you going to watch it? Well, how about at the DraftKings Sportsbook, which is one of the, if not, it's a premier sportsbook. I'm telling you, you will love the DraftKings Sportsbook and what they did at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. It's just 2 hours and 15 minutes down the road. You've got everything that you want. I don't know that you'll be swimming this weekend, but you'll be, I think it's going to be in the 70s. You'll be able to play golf. You'll be able to play all the casino games. You got a beautiful hotel. You've got 12 different restaurants. What more would you want? And it's just 2 hours. It's so much cheaper to go when you talk about all the year and time-wise. I mean, you know, maybe you only got a day to go. You're going all the way to Vegas in a day? Hell no, but you want to go and gamble. You want to have some fun at a casino? It's 2 hours down the road. It's so easy, so great. Golden Nugget Lake Charles. GoldenNuggetLC.com. GoldenNuggetLC.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. John and Lance, along with Dell, 713-780-3776, 713-780-3776. One of the monkey wrenches in this Alex Bregman possibly coming back to the Astros thing is Ryan Pressly will not waive his no-trade clause. The Cubs want him. The Cubs were trying to get Tanner Scott.
We don't want you
Scott.
Anymore, Ryan. We don't want you. Go
well,
away.
And it's so funny because
do you
want to
be somewhere where you're not
here.
Wanted?
He could be the closer for the Cubs. Why would you not want to go there? Right?
Maybe he didn't.
And
like
why
the
would
cold
you
weather.
Not want to play day games and get off early and then have Chicago nightlife every night?
Maybe he didn't. Well, because he's married, but maybe he doesn't want to live in cold weather. You always tell people don't go to cold weather.
Well, you know what? It warms up there, and
it's
beautiful in the summer.
It's very cold.
Beautiful.
It is. It's great.
It's our best city in the summer.
Maybe he doesn't like bright lights. Maybe he's like it hurts his eyes. Maybe he's got a light sensitivity, and he doesn't want to play outside.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is, but I do know that he should probably go if it allows him. I mean, he was great. You know what, Ryan Pressly. He did his job well for years, and then he didn't. Then he didn't anymore. And he came into the playoffs. Who didn't know that he was going to give up runs when he came in? Who didn't know that? Who didn't know that he was going to give
my
it up?
My hands are not raised.
I mean, that was just – I mean, apparently Joe Espada didn't watch the team all year when he brought in Ryan Pressly against the Tigers. I mean, just unbelievable. Just unbelievable. And he's making $14 million a year. And if the Cubs want to pick that up, Ryan, Chicago's a great place. It's a great place to live. I mean, in the summer, some winter, not so much, but in the summer. So there's a big stink out here about Defensive Rookie of the Year possibilities. And the Kamari Lassiter and Cooper DeJean and let's see the other corner's name. The other rookie from the Eagles.
Quinyon Mitchell.
Yeah, Quinyon Mitchell. There is a big stink out, and that Kalen Bullock is not even being considered as another thing. I mean, those two being, you know, finalists for Defensive Rookie of the Year, and Kamari Lassiter not being there. Is it just an East Coast thing? Is that it?
Maybe. I mean, Cooper DeJean over Lassiter feels a little. I know that you don't want to just lean on just interception production, but that's kind of what you do have to lean on when a guy's been a starter the whole year on the outside, like Kamari Lassiter. That's a little tougher go. Than what Cooper DeJean is asked to do. So, yeah, I mean, I feel like I was really surprised that he didn't make that. The more I thought about it, he should have been the guy. I mean, he and Bullock probably, one of those two guys should have been on that team.
Yeah, not only on that team,
or
but
on the mention. Yeah, on finalists. I shouldn't say on that team, as finalists, because that's what we're, it's not about the team, it's about finalists. And to me, Lassiter, with his production, should get there. That's usually what it's based on when you're rookies.
His stats are better than both those guys. His stats are better than both those guys. So, I mean, it is. I don't think it's an anti-Texans bias, but I think it's probably an East Coast bias. It's probably they're in a bigger spotlight. They had a better season, I guess. I guess they had a better season than the Texans did. That's Philadelphia. I guess the bigger city.
So I mean, both defenses were really look. Both pass defenses were good. The Eagles are one of the best in football, and the Texans are up there. So those things are equal. It should go to production. Kamar Laster should be on there. Yeah,
I like that dirty ass trash ass
city.
See,
no, that's what they say about Philadelphia. That's what people have said about.
People
it.
Do say that.
People have said that's like, been said. Like that's it was said, and it's by a guy who's really known as one of the better wide receivers. And pro football said that. So,
you know, by you multiple people.
Many people say that. Well, what's his name again? Mims? Who is this? Who's that wide receiver from Baylor? They can't get off press.
Denzel Mims?
Yeah. He said it. I mean.
Wait a minute.
I ain't like that dirty ass trash ass is.
I thought he was one of the great receivers in the game that said it.
Oh. Well, he struggles to get off press and have production. But from a talent standpoint, did you see him at Senior Bowl when that they threw that fade route to him? And he jumped up and made that catch over the corner?
Yeah, John, did you see it?
Iconic.
I saw that. It was unbelievable. Iconic. Plus, he does actually, he's got some common sense about cities, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't like that dirty ass
He didn't
want to
go to that dirty ass trash. Ask Ben Simmons if that's a good place.
Yeah, no.
He treated him poorly after he gave his heart and soul to that city, and Ben left it all out on the floor, and they treated him that way and called him a crumb bum?
Yep.
I mean.
That crumb bum. That's too.
Ben Simmons, you crumb bum.
See, I mean, who talks to Ben Simmons that way after he literally pours his heart out for you and leaves it all on the court every game, game in and game out, busting his ass? And this is his. Oh, this is the thanks that Ben Simmons gets?
Ben Simmons, you crumb bum.
That's terrible. Of course, I just tried to chase Ryan Pressly out of town. I literally just tried to get rid of Ryan Pressly.
So, let me ask you a question. What is wrong with Trent Baalke? What do people hate about Trent? What is the deal with him? Is there some rumors behind the scenes about Trent Baalke?
No, I just don't think they want, like, it hadn't been good over there, and he hasn't made good moves over there. He did some good things.
Liam Coleman and Ben Johnson both said, I ain't working there.
John, you talked about it yesterday. Why would you want to go into a spot where don't you want to go into a spot where you have your own guy as a collaborative effort instead of a guy who's lorded over one of the disappointing franchises over the last 5 years? They spent a ton of money in free agency 2 or 3 years ago. It didn't materialize. Their draft picks have not been great. They've had some issues in draft. They've had some hits, but they've had plenty of misses. They screwed the Trayvon Walker versus Aiden Hutchinson. That's going to be a huge miss. They haven't been their first picks. I mean, Trevor Lawrence was a no-brainer, and it hasn't worked out the way they thought. Trayvon Walker was their own decision, and they missed on that one. And then, I just don't think those guys want to roll with Trent Baalke. He may not be their personality, too. Trent's kind of a football guy personality. I don't think he fits everybody. And I thought he did a good job for a while in San Francisco, but let's face it, everything really hit its peak when Baalke was out and John Lynch took over. So, I don't know. I just think I don't want Trent. It's just one of these things where you go, I don't want Trent Baalke.
Well, bad enough that I wouldn't take the job, and then after
if you didn't like a program director, would you want to go work somewhere if you knew that you didn't like, you didn't think the program director was any good?
No.
I think it's the same thing, because this guy's going to be. You
one of the
have
reasons
every,
I left the place.
Exactly, you're going to have every meeting. He's going to be there. All the meetings that matter for building roster, like, oh God, what's Trent going to say now? The guy that liked Trayvon Walker better than Aiden Hutchinson.
So those of you that don't know, Liam Coleman interviewed on Monday or Tuesday.
Offensive coordinator for the Tampa Bay Bucks.
Yeah, left there and told Tampa, I'm coming back and I'll be there. And they were making him, and they agreed on a deal that would make him the highest paid coordinator in the game. And then the next day, Thursday, he's back with the Jags after they fired Trent Baalke, spent the whole day with them, wouldn't answer any calls. And then he told somebody, and he said, I'm going to be the head coach here at Jacksonville. So I guess Trent Baalke, that just changed the whole game for Liam Coleman. And maybe he does. Maybe he gets to select his GM. But it was amazing. It was like, I've never seen anything like it. When the owner, Shad Khan, is on an interview with Trent Baalke in the picture, all of them doing an interview together, and he said, yeah, if the head coach doesn't want Trent Baalke, then we'll just have to get rid of him.
I tell you what I think they're going to need to do after this year. I think they really need to consider moving Trevor Lawrence, because the reset that they're going to need, and Trevor has a chance to be a really, really good player, but he just has a chance to. Like, it's not – he hasn't sustained it. But can you imagine – with, like, there's not the quarterback that you're going to want to, you know, build your franchise around this year if you were a Jacksonville, for example. However, next year, if you were to move him, now of course you're in the market. Now you're in the market for quarterback, and that's a deep reset.
Don't you think obviously. Though that's why they hired Cohen? I mean, because
yeah, it's to get him
look
right.
at what he did with Baker.
Yeah, no, they hired him. They wanted to hire him to get him right. But now that he's not there, at some point, and I got to check and see what the cap ramifications are from a signing bonus standpoint,
huge.
Accelerating. Well, I mean, if you were to trade him, you're going to have an acceleration of signing bonus. I don't know how feasible that is. But can you imagine what Trevor Lawrence would get you? Trevor Lawrence might get you, because teams are all desperate. He's still young. He might get you three ones. He might get the holy.
Wow.
He might
what?
Get the, look at Deshaun.
No way.
Oh, yes.
No chance.
100%.
He has 100% been he an average quarterback at best.
Deshaun didn't play football and came off 24 sexual assault lawsuits and hadn't played football. But, and then they gave him guaranteed money. Like, Deshaun was given something that we've never seen in our entire lives. And it wasn't just three ones. It was three twos, John. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
Deshaun was given more than that. I'm not even given the Deshaun deal. But to get a quarterback who's already established, there's a lot of people who will look at him and he goes, we can get him right.
There was a belief that Deshaun was a great player, even with the year off.
There was.
People saw him as a great player. Who sees Trevor Lawrence as a great player?
Well, I guarantee you there are teams who say, oh, this guy can be great. We watched him. We scouted him. We had a huge grade. He's had it's been mismanaged over there. They've had terrible support system, lousy ownership. You know, whatever you want to say, there's going to be lots of people who say, we can get him right. We can get him right, especially if you're desperate. You know, I bet you Aaron Glenn would love to have him as a quarterback over there. Remember, the Jets lost out on him.
I don't know
when
that
they
anyone
lost.
Would love that.
Oh, yeah. Over Aaron Rodgers with a jacked-up Achilles and doing a bunch of documentaries on Netflix?
Well, I don't think he's going to be there. But
no, they're going to have nobody.
So the potential out for him is after the 2028 season, a zero dead cap hit. Zero.
Well, okay. That's
yeah, 5-year, $202 million.
I'm just giving you a separate look. They would never consider it because they've just got too much invested in him becoming a dude. But I'm just saying, sometimes you got to look at what can trigger a complete reset for an organization. And a lot of times it just revolves around having a bunch of draft picks. And how are you going to get that? I don't know. You guys keep getting first picks and early picks, and you don't do anything with it. We'll see what you do this year. My guess is it won't be good when you're picking early again.
Yeah, well, they don't do it good. Well, when you would pass on Hutchinson for Walker, I mean, Walker actually played pretty good this year.
Yeah, he's not a bad player. It's just
not a bad player, but I mean, Hutchinson is a game changer.
He was a plug and play guy.
Yeah,
plug and play, instant juice, instant locker room culture changer, instant production. It was a no brainer. But they went with the traits and the upside instead. And, you know, but to an extent, you also did the same thing with, to be fair, Houston kind of did some of that with. Now, the difference was we had seen the production with Stingley. We had seen what he was capable of. It just had happened in 2019 and hadn't happened the next 2 years. But you drafted traits ahead of the production with Stingley over Sauce, and it looked like the Jaguars and Texans did bad, stupid things. But now it just looks like the Jaguars did bad, stupid things, not us.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll see if Liam Cohen, I mean, that's a is he going to turn that franchise around? That certainly affects the Houston Texans. Here is we got JJ. Let's play the sound. I said we were going to play the sound. Here is JJ. He's on the Pat McAfee show. And let me ask you if you've heard this somewhere before. Like the day after the game, when we were trying to watch Dalton Schultz block Karlaftis at play after play after, and it was just ridiculous. Here's JJ on that subject.
Yeah, D-Bot has a question for you, JJ.
I'm going to ask you about the defensive fronts left in the conference championships. Who do you have, I guess, the most confidence in going forward to win these things and get to the Super Bowl?
Houston guy, and I just watched Karlaftis take it to tight ends. You can't block guys with tight ends.
How about that?
I just watched Karlaftis take it to tight ends. It was one tight end, and he happens to be the terrible blocking tight end too.
How about that? How bad? I mean, it's a choke. I mean, what are you doing? What are we blocking Tank Dell down low in the goal line? What are we? Why are we putting Dalton Schultz?
Just let it go. And you know what? I was watching the Ravens Bills game, and when Ray Davis ran it in, Khalil Shakir was down there in the muck blocking the Raven to make sure his running back got in the end zone.
So well, that's stupid too.
The Bills do it too.
He's grimy, yeah. But he probably weighs 70 pounds more than Tank. He probably weighs 200.
Khalil Shakir?
Yeah.
Isn't he like 5'8"?
Joe Brady, you're stupid.
He's way bigger than Tank. 5'8", isn't he like 5'8", 180? So much bigger than Tank.
I mean, he could play. I mean, honestly, I'll put him down there.
Honestly, do you know that I'm? This is serious. You can go do the math on this one. Your boy
6'190".
Your boy Bryce Young is about 40 pounds heavier than Tank Dell. And that kid skates.
He is a skater.
He does ollies.
Oh, I thought you meant ice skating.
No. He does ollies, and he does all this stuff, and he's like somehow 40 pounds heavier than Tank. And he's one of the smallest people I've ever seen.
Yeah. Well, and we're blocking him inside. And we're putting Dalton Schultz on Karlaftis.
Yeah,
well, stop already.
Well, Tank
Let's think about what we're doing here.
Tank was very outside, not around big people. And still got decimated.
You don't go three wide. You don't
broke a knee.
You don't have a receiver near another receiver.
I mean, we're playing. We're blocking.
In the back of the end zone.
So bigger people can't break their knee.
Get out of here. Hey, what's his name? Bobby Sloak. How dare you run a receiver next to Tank in the back of the end zone?
I know. Who said that? He got hurt. Oh, well.
Yeah, Tank gets hurt. That's because he's small.
No, that's not why.
No, it's two times out of two, John.
Three injuries already.
Really? Oh, so every guy that gets hurt twice in 2 years is small.
Okay, here's
the thing. He is, and it's leading to injuries.
Here's the thing. He was considered – durability was a concern due to his size. 2 years, two season-ending injuries.
He never missed a practice at U of H.
I don't care.
That's college football.
That's a bunch of small guys running around.
Yeah, playing in the American Athletic Conference.
Oh, he never missed a practice while he went against one of the worst defenses? Too bad.
AAC was
and now
a
he won't
juggernaut.
Play, now he'll play two season-ending injuries and won't play this year. Little guys get hurt. That's what they do.
Stop.
Little bones break easier.
Little guys all over the
little
league.
Little ligaments tear easier.
He's very small.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he is. He played at 158
he's
in Houston.
Offseason. He's bulking up.
Good.
He ain't just eating.
He won't be able to run, so I guess he will be heavier.
He will bulk up if you don't do anything.
Right now, I want you to bulk up your roof, okay? I want you to bulk that up. And with Brinkman Quality Roofing, don't get one of these guys that knock on the door and say and have them go up on your roof because, you know what, it just ends up that Brinkman has to come and fix it. That's just Jason Brinkman told me, he said, we do more work with these people that they hire these people that come knock on the door. Are you kidding me? That you know what, there's a reason they're knocking on your door because they don't have a business. Why would you let that guy on your roof fixing your roof that you need your roof? And then Brinkman has to come and fix it all, and then you pay double. So that's just terrible. BrinkmanQuality.com. Brinkman, BrinkmanN Quality.com. Custom metal roofing, commercial roofing, commercial roof repair, commercial roof replacement, residential tile roofing, residential roof cleaning and rehab, skylight installation. What if it has to do with a roof or siding? They do siding as well. BrinkmanQuality.com. They've been doing it for 50 years. You get a free inspection. Okay, they'll come to your house, and they'll tell you exactly what's going on with your roof. They're going to be honest about it, and they're going to let you know. If your roof is shiny, you look up at your roof and it's shiny, you got problems. And you're going to have problems with your insurance company if you ever have to make a claim. So call and let Brinkman Roofing come to your home. 844-215-2841, 844-215-2841, or BrinkmanQuality.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Dream Shake, thank you. He tweeted me, Billy Wagner, discussing his rivalry with Barry Bonds. Good stuff. I retweeted it if you're following me, at John Granato. I just retweeted it. Listen to it. It's good stuff. Billy is so West Virginia. Oh, my God, is he West Virginia. And and Barry Bonds were actually good friends.
Oh, Billy Wagner.
Billy Wagner. They were actually good friends. And
Billy and Barry Bonds?
he and Barry Bonds were good friends because they at All-Star games, he said he spent time with him and his kids. They talked all the time. Billy said, I struck him out at 102, and afterwards he called me after the game and said, I better see 102 against every hitter. You ain't bringing 102 against me and nobody else. Billy goes, why would I bring 102 to a bad hitter? I'm bringing it against you, brother. Mm-hmm. So he said he loved Billy. He loved Barry Bonds.
That's cool. You do have those interesting friendships when you have people who aren't like Bill. Barry probably liked the fact that Billy wasn't like most of the people he was friends. You know what I mean? Like country guy, West Virginia. He probably thought Billy was really authentic, which he was and is.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he probably saw something in Billy that he wasn't used to seeing, like a teammate that was a little different. He played in Pittsburgh. He played in San Francisco. You don't see Billy Wagner's running around those cities. Like that's not really. Well, I guess West Virginia Pitt's not. That's not that far away. That's a backyard brawl. So maybe that's not that crazy. But no, Billy's just a real dude. He's just a real dude who brought gas. What you see is what you got with Billy Wagner. He wasn't trying to fool you. Let me put it this way. Billy wasn't ever trying to fool you. You were going to get all gas, no brakes with Billy.
Well, and Billy said, he told Bob that he said he threw him a slider. He threw Barry Bonds a slider, and Barry held his nose at the plate. He was holding his nose like, your slider stinks. And he said, you got the worst breaking ball in the game. Everybody knows that.
Talked Billy off of throwing a second pitch. It was Barry tricked him into just throwing gas.
That's right.
Let me tell you, it didn't matter. Billy goes, if you thought gas was coming and something came 10 miles an hour slower, you were in a lot of trouble.
You had to be sitting
on it.
You had to sit on that. Well, that's what made Trevor Hoffman so good. I'm like, Bags, why don't you just sit on the changeup? He's like, you can't. What are you, nuts? You can't just sit on. He throws it 50, 60% of the time.
Actually, you can, Baggy.
You can.
That's you have a great chance of guessing right.
Right, I know. You got a better chance that it's a slider, that's a changeup than anything else.
If you're going against Lance McCullers, what pitch are you sitting on?
Oh, you're going to get a curveball.
You're sitting
that's
on a
all?
Curveball. He doesn't throw it at the same crazy rate, but he throws mostly curve. Now it's really good.
Yeah,
his curve breaks hard. There's a reason why you can sit on it and not hit it. Same thing with Fromber. You can sit on that curve all you want, but when that thing is dying down in the dirt and you're swinging at it, it's hard.
It's the same. Hey, when Presley was at his best, oh, man, that thing just sunk. It just went to dove into the dirt, and that was just such a good pitch. And now I think everybody's just sitting on it.
But with Fromber, that's why, because he does have such a sharp left-hand breaking ball, that's when he gets it up there at 97, too. Like, Fromber's way faster than you think he is. I mean, it doesn't feel like it when you're watching the gun numbers. I'm like, golly, this is 97. Like, it feels like Javier throws way harder, and Javier doesn't hit the gun numbers that Fromber does sometimes.
Yeah.
But Fromber, when you're sitting breaking ball and Fromber comes in at 96, food. You have no chance because it's on top of you, and you're like, well, that's not what I was looking for.
How disappointed? Were you disappointed? Did you see this story? I'm so disappointed. I want to believe that Ohtani is cheating. I want to believe that he's betting on
everything. Why? Come on. He seems like a good dude. I have no ill will towards Ohtani.
He's a Dodger. He's, I can't stand him.
Well,
I hope he goes to prison.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. That's your squad. What are you doing? That's hometown team.
No, that's not my hometown team.
Yes, you're in the home of Ohtani right now.
It's my most hated team.
Okay, wear your Astro stuff
had.
Out and get your ass kicked.
I know. You live in the city. Shouldn't you be rooting for the team? It's the city where you live.
No,
I thought that was part of the rules.
Okay, I'm an Angel fan. Then. Okay, that's all. That's all.
Nobody's an Angel fan.
Nobody.
Ohtani seems like a good. I don't really. And he's an incredible guy to watch. That was an intro. That is a what a story. It turns out everything they said was right. John, why don't you tell him what this guy?
Well, apparently,
it's me, Ohtani. You got my money?
Yeah.
I need you to wire some money.
We've got the sound of Ipe pretending to be Ohtani.
Okay,
if you do something where John's doing this,
we actually have the sound.
Oh.
Well, you set him up for it. I wasn't going to do that. You did it.
Mizuhara. Okay, so here is the audio.
Something from Breakfast at Tiffany's.
Ipe Musuhara, he is impersonating Shohei Ohtani, trying to obtain a $200,000 wire transfer.
Who am I speaking with?
Oh, Shohei Ohtani.
Thank you. How may I help you?
So I tried to log in to online banking, and it told me that it's not available to me at this time. And I need a call.
Sure, I can take a look into that. Alrighty. And could you tell me the name of the payee and the amount of the transaction, please?
The person I'm sending to?
Yes.
It's for $200,000.
Thank you. Alrighty. Now, recently we come across a trend of fraud and scams, so we have been monitoring the online transactions closely to make sure our clients are not the victim of either. What is the reason for this transaction?
For a car loan.
Okay. You said it's for a car loan?
200 Gs.
Yeah. Okay. What is your relationship to the payee?
Oh, he's my friend.
Okay.
He's my
friend. Is that how Shohei Ohtani sounds?
No one knows.
At least in English, we don't really
know. He's got an interpreter. If he sounds like that, he doesn't need an interpreter. He needs an interpreter. Oh, I'm just sending $200,000 to my friend. Like, I thought you... Oh, I'm actually a baseball fan.
Did his lips move at the same time as he was talking?
It's me, Shohei Ohtani.
It's
And who am I speaking with? Shohei Ohtani. Okay.
Okay.
How much money do you want to send? Do you need your interpreter? No, I got this. $200,000 to my friend Suzuki Kazuraku.
No, Ipe.
Yeah, whatever.
It's Ipe.
And then she's like, okay, we think there's been some fraud. So what's this for? Car loan?
Damn, girl, you asked so many questions.
Why did you go, car loan?
Like, I don't know why.
Why did you do car loan?
I did
Bato.
Do that.
Why'd Carlone? You go Bato on him?
Car loan?
Car loan?
Excuse me? He wants a car loan, eh?
Why are you asking so many questions?
Why are you in my business, eh?
It would have been funny if they had the video up, but the lips didn't match the sound. That would have been great if they did that in court.
Oh man, he is going to prison. So they want to get him for 50. I think it's 57 months. And I
just hate it that Shohei's not guilty. What about all the jokes about him? About him, you know.
Maybe we live in a cynical society that's a hater society. You are part of the problem, John.
I am.
You're
I
sitting
am.
There hating
I,
on a guy who
no,
did
I
nothing
I am the
wrong.
Problem.
You are the. Yeah. John the Problem Granado.
I am the problem.
That would be
care.
Your nickname in the UFC. Mm. It's time! And Bruce Buffer in the red corner, and from Knoxville College or whatever, and from Chicago, Illinois, by way of Houston, Texas, John the Problem Granado! The Problem is a great nickname for you.
That's a great nickname. Certainly not the solution.
That's not a chance.
Ooh, that could be my nickname.
No.
No, you're not Lance the Solution.
No.
That's for sure.
There's the problem for the Astros, as you guys mentioned, was Ryan Pressly's unwillingness to waive his no-trade clause. Apparently, according to John Heyman, he does not want to be traded to an East or West team. He doesn't want to – don't send him to the coast. So,
well, the Cubs are not the coast.
Well, he still hasn't – yeah, still haven't waived for
them
either.
It's a political no-trade.
Coastal Elite's out.
It's a no trade with politics.
Yeah, but he's disinclined to go east or west. Well, so
he's like, I'll no, go, Chicago, forget it, too Democratic.
I'll go no,
what? What?
I'll go to St. Louis.
What?
Kansas
yeah, St.
City.
Louis.
Kansas City.
Yeah. Oklahoma
I just need
City.
To be really, like, really a small I, area in the
he,
middle.
He might even go to Oklahoma City. Man, that's so Republican.
A flyover,
holy crap.
A flyover trade city? Like, where are the flyover... What's the flyover baseball teams? Cardinals, Royals. No one wants to go to the Royals.
No.
You consider
Cardinals
Pirates,
would be perfect
are Pirates considered a flyover?
The Cardinals have a closer. No one knows.
Detroit, would Detroit be considered a flyover?
Oh,
no one
no.
wants to go to Detroit.
Nobody wants to go to Detroit.
Yeah, I guess we can't trade
Ryan. AJ saw him already. AJ's like, thank
no,
you
he
for
was.
Putting Ryan.
Oh, wait a minute. No, he was good with AJ.
Well, not last year when he put him in against AJ.
Well, yeah, but AJ can fix it.
Oh, can he?
Yeah, take it.
I need you.
So he's got a no-trade clause, but that means he can waive it if he wants.
Oh, he can.
If
absolutely
he chooses.
So if we make
he's a
life
10 and 5
miserable.
Guy. It's not like the Astros gave it
right,
to him.
So
he's
I'm watching
five,
Top
guy.
Boy, and one of the things they're trying to do to get tenants out of the summer house is to make it as miserable as possible for them. They'll turn off their water and all this stuff. Is
the
there
Astros
a way?
Need to turn off the shower when he gets in?
I'm just saying. And he seems like a super nice guy, and he did some great things. But I'm just curious, is there a way to –
Well,
maybe.
We're seeing that in Phoenix, and Bradley Beal has yet to do it. They've benched him. They're trying to make him let him know we don't want you here, and he hasn't waived his either.
And Jimmy's trying to do it to Miami, and they won't budge.
Well, because he only wants to go one place, and that one place is Phoenix, and they can't get him unless Bradley Beal waives his no trade. So that's what that is. But yeah, I don't know if it's going to work with Ryan Pressly. If he wants to stay, he's going to stay.
All right, we got a break. We're way behind. We got to talk. We got to talk a little Chastain forward right now. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. But if you want a Bronco Sport Big Bend, okay, how about a great lease deal right now? The Ford F-150 STX, great lease deal right now. The PHEV hybrid. If you're looking for a hybrid, an Escape PHEV hybrid right now. Great, great car. If you need a truck that works as hard as you do, you got the F-250 as well. Chastain Ford specializes in work-ready vehicles from service body trucks to box trucks, and they will customize it, built exactly how you need it, okay? The Ford F-Series has been the best-selling truck over the last 40 years. We don't have to sell that. But we have to sell it on where you're going to buy it. And here's the deal. If you're looking for a place, if you're shopping for a new truck, you get the price up front. No surprises, just the keys to your next ride. Whether you're buying for work or whatever, personal, Chastain Ford makes it easy, honest pricing, zero dealer add-ons ever, ever, ever. Why settle for markups? Chastain Ford believes in upfront pricing. It's why they're Houston's best-kept secret. You're looking for a vehicle. They've got all the deals. I'm telling you, you're going to go on that lot, and you're going to see something that you love, and you're going to get a great, great deal at ChastainFord.com. On 610 at Homestead, not Homestead, just 5 minutes from downtown Chastain Ford.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
There's a myth a lot of us grow up believing that hair loss is just a part of life. It happens. It runs in the family. And once it starts, there's no stopping it. But here's the truth. That's outdated thinking. Scientific understanding of hair loss has advanced in recent years. Today, we have a deeper knowledge of underlying causes, and we've developed science-backed solutions that are both effective and safe. And that's at the very root of happy head. Dermatologist-led innovation offering stronger, FDA-approved ingredients that work. But what really sets Happy Head apart is how personalized it is. They don't do one-size-fits-all fixes. You fill out a comprehensive consultation, and their board-certified dermatologists design a formula specifically for your hair loss pattern, goals, and lifestyle. And whether you're early in your journey or more advanced, Happy Head offers targeted options that actually work. Topical treatments, oral capsules, or potent dual-action bundles all delivered directly to you, discreetly and freshly compounded in the U.S. Most people start seeing results in 3 to 6 months. But the real magic? It's sustainable. This isn't just about growing hair, it's about keeping it long term. So no, hair loss isn't inevitable anymore. Visit happyhead.com and find out what's possible when science, expertise, and personalization come together. Hair happiness starts here.
Did you know using your browser in incognito mode doesn't actually protect your privacy? Take back your privacy with IPVanish VPN. Just one tap and all your data, passwords, communications, browsing history, and more will be instantly protected. IPVanish makes you virtually invisible online. Use IPVanish on all your devices, anytime you go online at home and especially on public Wi-Fi. Get IPVanish now for 70% off a yearly plan with this exclusive offer at IPVanish.com/audio.